bed counting the stars. On my ceiling I hear footsteps and cars, and the radio singing the street talk don't stop. When the sirens start an argument with Chinatown. There's a crack under my door that lets in the light. From the hallway seeps in the passion of the night. Like a setting red fog, it always follows me home. And it's always calling me to the street again. Send the next time the parade passes by. Well, I won't be sleeping. Oh, the next time the parade passes by. I won't be sleeping. Well, the love of my life has just gone and left me like a loser leaves a fight. With no sympathy from the crowd, I did not walk away proud. Came home and sat down on my bed and cried out loud. Say the next time the parade passes by. Well, I won't be sleeping. Oh, the next time the parade passes by. Well, I won't be sleeping. Well, tonight is just one night in a lifetime of night times. Well, tonight is just one night in a lifetime of night times. Well, tonight is just one night in a life. Time and night times, well tonight is just one night in a lifetime and night time.
Oh, machines. Keep listening to you speak, but you never call me.
There we have Portsmouth, New Hampshire's finest, Slow Coyote. That was their song, You Never Call Me, off of their self-titled release that came out earlier this year. That's it. Pretty good. Before that, we heard the Hummingbird Syndicate with Waterfall Away, which is a 45 single that they released a couple of years ago. Before Hummingbird Syndicate, we heard from the Push Stars with their title track from the album Tonight. And I was a little surprised to notice that that CD was released back in 97. Ugh, really? Doesn't seem like that long ago. But if you remember the Push Stars from the day, they are coming soon to a theater near you on October 5th. They will be down in Providence at the FET Music Hall. And a little bit closer to home, on October 7th, they will be at the Burren in Somerville. So make your plans. You too can see the Push Stars again. Before the Push Stars, we heard from Medical Maps with their song 50 Years, and that is coming off of their Soft on Crime release from earlier this year. And I think that brings us up to date. I believe we are all caught up, as they say. Yep, that is what they say, pretty sure. We are going to rock some more. I believe that the Low Babies have broken up. But if I'm wrong, I hope someone corrects me, because I really always enjoyed them. We have a CD of theirs here. It's as homemade as you can get it. And I don't even know what the title track is, and it's not like I can look it up anywhere. So enjoy some Low Babies on the Town with Mikey D.
I know you heard it. I swear it's true. My heart pumps red, beats black and blue. I ain't ashamed of the things I do. I'm in love with everybody.
Was on such a roll with all the things working, CDs not getting spit back out at me for no good reason. I was on a roll. And the roll is over. My roll has slowed. So not fair. All right, we're back up and running again. Thank goodness. Here we go. Serious rock and roll.
Oh, figure, just a giant big old ball of
Wow, we got kind of spacey there. We just heard from Sleep Chamber with their song Satyr, coming off of Sacrosanct. It's an Italian label that's put out a bunch of Sleep Chamber songs from 90 to 95. This was released in 96. So this album is called Sacrosanct. Before that, the Symbian Project with Such Letting Go Is Love, featuring Joffrey Clock. It's off of the Arcadian CD, which was released last year. Before that was One-Eyed Kid with their song Bright Big Red, coming off of the Crash and Burn EP that was released this year. And the Low Babies final, maybe first and final EP, believe self-titled, and I have no idea what that song was called, but pretty awesome, right? Pretty awesome. I know that they recorded an EP. They might not have released it before their final show back in June. So, I don't know, watch the Bandcamp spaces, all of them, all of the spaces, and find out more. So, we're going to keep on rocking. We will have live music for you. It will be coming up shortly. So, you know, refill your beverage, fluff your pillow, whatever it is you need to do to get more comfortable. We're going to hear now from Speed Fossil. That's hysterical, right? Basically, no idea what kind of band this is, but they're called Speed Fossil. And I like that. This is their song, Say Goodbye. No, it's not. This is... And there you have it, Speed Fossil. I'm going to take you now live to Studio D. Paul Hansen from the band The Grown Up Noise will be performing live. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you so much, Joel, and it's great to be back at WMFO. I'm going to play maybe two or three songs on piano here that were just kind of written during some lonely times. This is lonely grown-up noise, I guess, for the moment, but there's a secret guest here.
Either way, with poetry or prose, it's fine. Just come out and say you'll be mine. We don't need a focus group to decide if we wanna dance in the moonlight, if we wanna share a couple white lies. When we met, I wasn't even 25, just a deer staring in the headlights. Fresh to the big bad world, I cried, searching for a signal or a street sign, looking for a friend to show me nightlife. And you had your stuff together, oh my, we were all just basking in your sunlight. We were trying to get a word in edgewise. But tables, tables turn, and the chairs fall down, and the wood gets burned. Seasons, seasons change, hard times fall down in the least expected place. Doesn't play so bad a couple drinks in. You weren't entirely wrong, come to think it. We're all alone and we're all screwed. I don't believe that, neither do you. Yeah, I'm messy and you're too shrewd. We all got our stuff we need to work through. But I would gladly do it with you. So either way, with common sense or cheap ass wine, let's chance it and see if it feels right. At least we can give it till the sunrise. It's fine. just come out and say you'll be mine. We don't need a focus group to decide if we wanna dance in the moonlight, if we wanna share a couple white lies.
All right, so this next one here is another kind of sad song, or over-reflective song. I guess all my crap is over-reflective, I apologize. Anyway, this is about like just kind of growing apart from a really close friend that you were in college with and you spent a lot of time with, and you just grew apart, you know, culturally and politically. This is way before Trump, by the way. But you still share so much connection, so it's just kind of, it's fun to get together these days because we can argue about everything and be kind of nasty to each other, but way deep down underneath there's still some love, so it just allows us to be a little abusive. I don't know if this makes sense.
Tracing back on the time honored practice of love, fading captains and sad grin and snap judgments of a beating heart. And if it's art, back in school we were fools, twisting words and beating drums, acting out every part till the sun reminded us better get to class, better bust your ass. Playing pool, we were fools, lost our cool just for fun. Chasing us, they could tell we were out of shape and drunk. A red state gent with his hippie friend.
So I'm gonna, I feel like revealing the secret guest here is Amy Cook is with me.
Hello. Hi.
Over there sending me like amazing, viable moral support.
Yes. That is what I do.
Which is amazing. Yeah. She was actually going to dance in here to give just for the vibe because that's what we've been working on for the show coming up. But I also have my Silvertone amp set up, and if anything like rattles the floor, it sounds like there's like a thunderstorm coming, which may be cool.
It could be. We haven't tested the effect though, so we don't want to do it live on the radio for the first time.
Maybe we should.
Tell me when. I'll hop around if need be.
All right. Wait, stomp right now. Let's see if it does it.
I'm stomping.
Oh. It's not too bad. All right. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
That's not too bad. Okay. So right. Here is a...
back to Paul.
Here's a song we're going to do on Saturday. We'll talk more about that after I play. This one is just called Awkward, and it's just about like not, you know, over-curating your life. Kind of, you know, you can learn things out of awkward interactions as well.
Let's not be afraid of the awkward. I don't want to trade everything that makes it great. It's just a promenade. So grab a partner, there ain't no way you're getting out without some shade. 1971, the house caked in smoke. All the friends are out at the same rock show, but not much longer would they go. Wall Street was a much bigger show. Years go flying by in a private jet, and all day long squeezing middle class folks. But at nighttime he changes his clothes, and it's off to the Grateful Dead show. But let's not be afraid of the awkward. I don't want to trade everything that makes it great. It's just a promenade. So grab a partner, there ain't no way you're getting out without some shade. East and West Coast versus the Midwest. Two families meet and both judge in one blink. They stare with nothing to say while their kids run off and play.
So I am going to.
I love that song.
Thank you. I'm gonna switch the microphone here over to the guitar, and Amy is gonna tell you her life story. Now she is gonna drop some.
Settle in, everybody. Story time. No, but I love that song, the last song that Paul played. I love all of his songs, so it is a joy and an absolute just. It's amazing to be working with them, and all of the stuff that we're creating together is stuff I didn't know I could do. So this is pretty awesome. And that last song really ties in so much to the event that we're doing, because I think it's about just taking that risk, you know, opening yourself up to those moments and the insecurity. You don't know what's going to happen. And that's where all the good stuff is. That's where it happens. And I really think all together now, the series that Anna Ray has started is doing that. You know, it's creating that space for us to have those awkward moments and just really connect on such a human level. And I am so excited to do this. So this Saturday, come see us, September 30th. 4 p.m. Midway Cafe, Jamaica Plain.
It's going to be awesome. And Amy, just what you were saying about being excited to work with me, it's been amazing for me to work with you too. Like, just she's gotten me out of my shell, and I am doing like a dance. She choreographed like a dance movement piece for me that I am like really excited about.
And he's a natural. Well, he's a natural. He is.
There's
emotion.
There's no way that's possible.
Yes,
I'm feeling it. I will say that. I don't know how it will be received, but I kind of don't care. I'm 42. I'm caring less and less, and it's fun. It's really
good.
Fun.
But he is great. He's a natural.
But this has been awesome working with you, Amy. Seriously.
Oh, let's dance slow like we mean it. The cowards are beautiful when the light is soft and suitable. And home, let's walk slow and believe it. The sour is sweeter when I'm alive. It does to see it glow. We should all know by now the grass ain't greener, the sky isn't meaner. If it's gray and hard to see it, and competition's just an old friend we need to get us out of bed and help us blow a little steam. Oh, to be alive in this time of need. Beauty survives and it sits upon your knee. So, oh, let's dance slow like we mean it. The cowards are beautiful when the light is soft and suitable. And oh, let's walk slow and believe it. The sour is sweeter when I'm alive. It does to see it glow. It's just a way to breathe. So let's decide upon an ending, please. There's not much left to do except to argue with the sea. Light is soft and suitable. And home, let's walk slow and believe it. The sour is sweeter when I'm alive. It does to see it glow. Let's walk slow and believe it. the sour is sweeter when I'm alive at dusk to see her glow.
Following Amy's windmill on that right there. All right, so I'm going to play an oldie for me here. This is a song called Flower. This was at a time when I felt like the flower was getting just too much good PR. Like, there's things we can diss on the flower for. And here's a few of them.
A flower is a sour thing, and it don't represent my dream of you. It's a pretty conversation piece, or a flashy hotel, I think. A flower is a one-night stand, only good for your lips and hands, but awkward like a naked man. All the patience we have earned while watching all the scenery, all the poems we could learn, then crumple into three. A flower is a strategy, only good for I'm sorry, please, like nature's bubblegum ring. Fun when you're 17. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do one more. This is another oldie. You hear that water right there? It's pretty good stuff. This one is called "Gone Is a Four-Letter Word." Woo! Let's dust this one off. I got it in there. Where is it? There it is.
Every night.